then I either say no to it or use any of the approaches I shared above to deflect it elsewhere. Learning to say no isn't a recipe for being a recluse. It's just the opposite. It's a way to gain the greatest freedom and flexibility possible. Your talent and abilities are limited resources. Your time is finite. If you don't make your life about what you say yes to, then it will almost certainly become what you intended to say no to. In a 1977 article in Ebony magazine, the incredibly successful comedian Bill Cosby summed up this productivity thief perfectly. As he was building his career, Cosby read some advice that he took to heart. It said, "I don't know the key to success, but the key to failure is trying to please everybody. This is advice worth living by. If you can't say no a lot, you'll never truly be able to say yes to achieving your one thing. Literally, it's one or the other, and you get to decide." When you give your one thing your most emphatic yes and vigorously say no to the rest, extraordinary results become possible.
Thief 2. Fear of Chaos.
A not-so-funny thing happens along the way to extraordinary results. Untidiness, unrest, disarray, disorder. When we tirelessly work our time block, clutter automatically takes up residence around us. Messes are inevitable when you focus on just one thing. While you whittle away on your most important work, the world doesn't sit and wait. It stays on fast forward, and things just rack up and stack up while you bear down on a singular priority. Unfortunately, there's no pause or stop button. You can't run life in slow motion. Wishing you could will just make you miserable and disappointed. One of the greatest thieves of productivity is the unwillingness to allow for chaos or the lack of creativity in dealing with it. Focusing on the one thing has a guaranteed consequence. Other things don't get done. Although that's exactly the point, it doesn't automatically make us feel any better about it. There will always be people and projects that simply aren't a part of your biggest single priority, but still matter. You will feel them pressing for your attention. There will always be unfinished work and loose ends lying around to snare your focus. Your time block can feel like a submersible, where the deeper you commit to your one thing, the more the pressure mounts for you to come up for air and address everything you've put on hold. Eventually, it can feel like even the tiniest leak might trigger an all-out implosion. When this happens, when you give in to the pressure of any chaos being left unattended, it can be a total relief, but not when it comes to productivity. It's a thief. The truth is, it's a package deal. When you strive for greatness, chaos is guaranteed to show up. In fact, other areas of your life may experience chaos in direct proportion to the time you put in on your one thing. It's important for you to accept this instead of fighting it. Oscar-winning filmmaker Francis Ford Coppola warns us that anything you build on a large scale or with intense passion invites chaos. In other words, get used to it and get over it.
Albert Einstein said, "If a cluttered desk is a sign of a cluttered mind, of what, then, is an empty desk a sign?"
Now, in anybody's life or work, there are some things that just can't be ignored, like family, friends, pets, personal commitments, or critical job projects. At any given time, you may have some or all of these tugging at your time block. You can't forego your power hours. That's a given. So what do? I get asked this a lot. I'll be teaching and know that as soon as I finish, hands are going to shoot up with people asking, "What do I do if I'm a single parent with kids? What if I have elderly parents who constantly depend on me? I have absolute obligations I must take care of, so what do I do?" These are obviously fair questions, and here's what I tell them. Depending on your situation, your time block might initially look different from others. Each of our situations is unique. Depending on where you are in your life, you may not be able to immediately block off every morning to be by yourself. You may have a kid or a parent in tow. You may be doing your time block at a daycare, nursing home, or some other place you have to be. Your alone time may have to be at a different time of day for a while. You may have to trade off time with others so they protect your time block, and you in turn protect theirs. You may even have your kid or parents help you during your time block because they simply must be with you or you actually need the support. If you have to beg, then beg. If you have to barter, then barter. If you have to be creative, then be creative. Just don't be a victim of your circumstances. Don't sacrifice your time block on the altar of, I just can't make it work. My mom used to say, when you argue for your limitations, you get to keep them. But this is one you can't afford. Figure it out. Find a way. Make it happen.
William James said, the art of being wise is the art of knowing what to overlook.
When you commit to your one thing each day, extraordinary results ultimately occur. In time, this creates the income or opportunity to manage the chaos. So don't let this thief pickpocket your productivity. Move past your fear of chaos, learn to deal with it, and trust that your work on your one thing will come through for you.
Thief 3. Poor health habits.
I was once asked, if you don't take care of your body, where will you live? It was a real question. I had been fighting the painful side effects of interstitial cystitis and was dealing with continually shaking legs, a debilitating side effect of cholesterol-fighting statins. My ability to function, much less focus, was extremely compromised, and the challenge to overcome this was daunting. My doctor gave me some options and asked me what I wanted to do. The answer was to change my health habits. It was then that I discovered one of the greatest lessons of extraordinary results. Personal energy mismanagement is a silent thief of productivity. When we keep borrowing against our future by poorly protecting our energy, there is a predictable outcome of either slowly running out of gas or prematurely crashing and burning. You see it all the time. When people don't understand the power of the one thing, they try to do too much, and because this never works, over time they end up making a horrific deal with themselves. They go for success by sacrificing their health. They stay up late, miss meals, or eat poorly, and completely ignore exercise. Personal energy becomes an afterthought. Allowing health and home life to suffer becomes acceptable by default. Driven to hit goals, they think of cheating themselves as a good bet, but this gamble can't pay off. Not only does this approach consistently short-circuit your best work, it's dangerous to assume that health and hearth will be just waiting for you to come back and enjoy any time in the future. High achievement and extraordinary results require big energy. The trick is learning how to get it and keep it. So what can you do? Think of yourself as the amazing biological machine you are, and consider this daily energy plan for high productivity. Begin early with meditation and prayer for spiritual energy. Starting the day by connecting with your higher purpose aligns your thoughts and actions with a larger story. Then move straight to the kitchen for your most important meal of the day, and the cornerstone of physical energy, a nutritious breakfast designed to fuel your day's work. You can't run long on empty calories, and you can't run at all on an empty tank. Figure out easy ways to eat right, and then plan all your daily meals a week at a time. Fueled up, head to your exercise spot to relieve stress and strengthen your body. Conditioning gives you maximum capacity, which is critical for maximum productivity. If you have limited time to exercise, the simple thing to do is to wear a pedometer. Toward the end of the day, if you haven't walked at least 10,000 steps, make it your one exercise thing to reach your 10,000-step goal before you go to bed. This one habit will change your life. Now, if you haven't spent time with your loved ones at breakfast or during your workout, go find them. Hug, talk, and laugh. You'll be reminded why you're working in the first place and motivated to be as productive as possible so you can get home earlier. Productive people thrive on emotional energy. It fills their heart with joy and makes them light on their feet. Next, grab your calendar and plan your day. Make sure you know what matters.